It is a pleasure to welcome back to our stage one of the most lovely people I've ever worked with as an interviewer. Lieutenant Colonel Olga Custodio is a retired Air Force pilot, 24 years of service. She has a lot of firsts. She was the first Hispanic U.S. military pilot to complete the Air Force military training. Then she became a T-38 instructor. After her 24 years of service, she became the first female pilot at American Airlines, where she retired as a captain with 20 years experience. Her aviation career spans 30 years and a total of 11,000 hours, which is about 11,000 hours more than I have. So please give a generous welcome to Lieutenant Colonel Olga Custodio.
Thank you. Well, good evening, and it's a pleasure to be here. Welcome to the 12th Annual Women's Venture Celebration of Powerful Female Pilots. I want to thank you for being here. First of all, I want to see how many female pilots we have in the audience this evening. Outstanding. Now, leave your hands up. How many of you are working towards becoming a pilot? And then I need all the people who advocate and support aviation. So every hand should be up. Awesome. Fantastic. It's an honor to be here once again. I want to thank everyone who made it possible for me to come back and moderate a great event. This event is fantastic. Last year we had 7 panelists. Tonight we have 4, so we'll have more time to really get to know these women. I have the honor of introducing a tremendous, powerful, trailblazing female aviators, some of which started their aviation career in the U.S. Armed Forces, and some are still serving. Their leadership and commitment to their aviation profession is second to none. It was inspiring to read about all the years of education and training and hard work that elevated them into the aviation leaders that they are today. Tonight, celebrating powerful female pilots is the capstone of an incredible day for Women Venture. This morning, we were at the Women in Aviation breakfast and heard Captain Tammy Jo Schultz, Southwest captain, who heroically was able to land flight 1380 after this catastrophic engine failure. And at our Women Venture luncheon, we heard Colonel Kim Campbell talk about her A-10 adventure and, how would I say, journey of this aerial combat that got hit by a ground missile, and how she was able to bring that aircraft back to safety and land the aircraft. That earned her a Distinguished Flying Cross Medal. And we'll hear from her again. She will be part of our panel this evening. We'll have a casual conversation with these ladies, and we'll be able to learn more about their accomplishments and their journey to where they are today, and what inspired them and made them the leaders that they are. I'm going to do a short introduction as they come out, because you will hear directly from them where they are at this present moment, and then we'll talk about how they got there. First of all, I have Captain Lorraine Morris. She's a United Airlines Czech Airman and captain on the EAA's B-17 aluminum overcast. Please welcome her. Our next panelist is Dr. Eileen Bjorkman. She is the U.S. Air Force Deputy Director of Tests and Evaluation and an author. She is a retired U.S. Air Force colonel with 30 years of service, has a master's and in aeronautical engineering, and she also has a PhD in systems engineering. Please welcome her. Our next panelist is Colonel Kim Campbell. She's a professor at the Air Force Academy and former A-10 pilot, who I talked about, who survived the incident over Iraq in 2003 and awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross. And last but not least, Captain Beeb O'Neill. She's an Air Force Academy grad. She has a Bachelor's of Engineering and a United Airlines System Chief Pilot. Please welcome our panel this evening. So welcome, ladies. It's great to have you here. I hope our audience will get a little bit more from your story and your journey and get to know you, you know, as women in aviation and how your journey made you into the leader that you are today in your present position. So what I'd like to start with is to tell us about your current position, what you do, and how many years you have been there. And I'd like to start with Captain, well, Lorraine. I'm going to call him by their first name. They allowed me to do this. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm currently a captain at United Airlines. I've been there 30 years almost. On the 777, just got checked out as a line check airman, so I'll be able to bless the new pilots on the line and let them go out on their own, as well as give line checks. On my days off, I also fly the B-17 for EAA. You'll see it flying overhead. Sometimes that's me. And in my spare time, because y'all have to have spare time, my husband and I restore airplanes, and I'm building a little airplane on my own.
Very good.
Excellent.
Eileen?
So I'm currently the Deputy Director for Air Force Test and Evaluation at the Pentagon. And in that job, I oversee all of the test infrastructure within the Air Force. That's like our test ranges, all of our test facilities, like the McKinley Climatic Lab and some of those sorts of things. So I've only been in that job for about a year, but I've been in flight test for the majority of my career, both as a military and now as a civilian. So.
Okay, great. Casey.
I am currently the chair of Air Power Innovation and Integration at the United States Air Force Academy. I spend my time as an instructor in the Department of Military and Strategic Studies, so I teach cadets about military strategy. And I also teach at the Academy Airfield flying the Cirrus, and it's the cadets' introduction to flying in our powered flight program. I've only been at the Academy for about a year. So it's a new tour to me. I had recently finished up my time at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base flying A-10s as a group commander, but it's fabulous to be at the Academy because I get the opportunity to spend time with our young cadets there, mentoring and teaching them about aviation and about the Air Force.
Very good. Thank you. And B?
Yeah, hi. I am the System Chief Pilot at United Airlines. So we have almost 13,000 pilots that are on our seniority list active, and they are spread around 8 bases across the world, to include Guam. And my function is to ensure each base is kind of managed in the same way and to deliver good customer service to our pilots, who are our internal customers, and in turn to build a really healthy and just organizational culture for a group that's very transient, very autonomous, very intelligent, and really with a lot of responsibility on their shoulders. So we're proud to say that we really are building this post-merger, building a really great culture for pilots and really for anybody in the aviation field at United Airlines.
Very good. Thank you. Well, thanks for sharing that. What I'd like to ask you now is, in your current position, what is the favorite part of that job that you're currently doing right now? Beep?
Let's see, the favorite part, I think, one besides the people, is the great tempo and pace that we have going on now at United Airlines. With we're hiring, we're ordering airplanes, we're adding markets, and upgrading first officers to captains. So all of this this tempo is really positive, but we get to get these new pilots on board, and we get to share with them what we want United, the new United, the United United to look like. So it's really been amazing to be at the helm of this flight operations group and watch them really engage with, you know, the industry, with their coworkers, with new pilots, with upgrades, with new jets. It's just everybody's is really on a tremendous uptick like we've never seen before in the industry since I've been at United Airlines for almost 30 years. So it's really great to be here.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. That's great. And I heard you this afternoon say that there's 7%?
7.4% okay. Women at United Airlines. We do boast the highest percentage of women pilots in U.S. Airlines. So we're very, yes. very proud of that fact.
Yes, that's amazing.
Thank you.
It's a big change. I mean, I remember when I started, it was less than 0.1% of women in aviation. And being one of the first, you know, I was hoping that by this time, you know, 40 years later, it would have a bigger number. But we're still struggling. We're still trying to get women into aviation. And hopefully this panel will teach us and be inspired on how you can make that a profession and a career.